Hello.
You're the manager, are you, this brocante?
There isn't really a manager because we're all volunteers. Right. Nobody's paid here, but it was, I'm the president of the association.
I should be standing. Okay. But it's no ordinary brocante, is it? What kind of things do you have going here?
It isn't. So as well as the brocante, we have a tea room and a boutique de créateur, which is a place where local artists come and display their work and then generously give us 10% of what they make from it.
And they display their wares in the tea room.
In the tea room, yes.
So it's a couple of minutes.
Yeah, so it's a very cute little room, very nice place to sit. Enjoy a piece of homemade cake at the weekends on Saturdays and Sundays. And we also have started setting up some workshops. So we have French classes on Wednesday mornings. We have a well-being group on Thursday afternoons, a craft club on Friday afternoons, tarot lessons on Saturdays, and then pottery classes and a kids group starting soon.
Sounds very busy.
Yep, very, very busy every day. So we're open Wednesday to Sunday in the afternoons, 2 until 6.
So if someone's interested in the well-being club, how do they go about joining?
So they can contact us via our Facebook group, where every Monday we put a programme of all the weekly events.
Right.
So you can join any time. There's not a beginning session. It's every Thursday, 2 o'clock. Come along. It's women only, though, that group.
And you just pay per session?
Yeah, it's €5. All our clubs are €5 per session, and it all goes to the charity.
Yeah. Sorry, which charity?
So it's Les Pousses. So we're in an animal charity. So all the money that we raise, so there are no paid members of staff. So all the money goes on cat sterilisation programmes. We have a foster network. Last year we rehomed over 100 animals, and we work with local refuges as well. So if there's any money spare, that gets donated to other groups.
100 animals, that's very impressive.
Yeah.
Most of your customers, that's 1 or 2 milling about at the minute in the shop, hence all the creaky floorboards.
Yeah.
Most of them from France, do you reckon, or from Britain?
I would say that the whole concept of a charity shop wasn't particularly known over here when I started it 8 years ago. So I'd say the customer's base is 50-50 at the moment. I like to make sure that there's always a French speaker on duty every day, because we were known as the English shop for quite a while, but that's changing now.
You're a translator, aren't you?
I am a translator. Well, I started, let's think, I was a French teacher in the UK after my degree. I didn't like
secondary
that.
Secondary school
yeah, French teacher.
How many teacher. Years did you stick that for?
Two. Then I moved to Poland to become an English teacher. I did that for a year. Then I moved to Paris.
Whereabouts in Poland?
Warsaw. Then I moved to Paris and I taught air traffic controllers English. So aeronautical English. And I did that for 10 years. And then one of my students had a friend who was a video games designer, and he was looking for a translator. So that's how it started, through a friend. So I translated a video game. Yeah. And I thought, well, I like this a lot more than airplanes. Air traffic controllers have to do a certain number of hours a year. So I was at Roissy, Charles de Gaulle and Orly. I did love it. And sometimes, but I lived in a tiny studio in Paris, and I thought, I can't carry on like this, you know? And it was like 3 hours a day on the metro and the bus.
Forget it. Teaching.
So 10 years was good enough. Yeah. So then I came down here translating. And then it's just luck. I think it was just luck. I applied to translate a book. I got chosen. Then that book got picked up by Amazon Crossing, which is the publishing house for foreign literature in America, but it's within Amazon. Mm. And then that's it. So I did about 10 books with them. And now I work for Ubisoft, which is a big video games company.
Wow. How did you get into coming here?
I was a crazy vegan. Mm. Militant vegan, and I saw that the there was an old creperie that had just closed, and I didn't know anybody here, really. I didn't know that there was such a big English population here at all. I had no idea. So I lived in that house with my ex, and I didn't really know anybody.
The orange house.
And with my crazy vegan ways, I decided that I wanted to do that just as a way of, a hobby, really. Get a little charity shop going. And that's that.
Alex, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck.